It's in you by now. In your mind, your body, your senses, they're mine, and how you process and handle those senses, those pieces of ideas I share with you, is up to you. They were given freely, and so they've passed over. I'm just here to take a little bit of your mind and a little bit of your time and help you, should you wish it, to easily, eagerly bind those signals into the fabric of you. They are no more and no less things that you've internalized, even if you make a happy mess of your mind with your eager self-shaping. They may happen to be said by me, but they are some of your conditioning. So the things you see when you look within, some of the ideas in your head are things I love, and I do. So I can enumerate them for you, tell you why I like each trigger, each anchor, each little piece. But telling you that is how I get you in the first place, how I get you in the mental shape to place an anchor you can return to, a save point for later. So when you put yourself back together at the end of trance, when you reassemble yourself, you assemble your conscious waking mind from the vaporized pieces that have been interfacing and interacting with mine over time, and the piece you need now uses all readily available material. I, my words, symbolism, instruction, just so happen to constitute useful tools for that construction. Every time you drop deep into trance, readily available material from me is used to advance you through learning what you're trying to learn. Burning into your mind those lessons which remain to burn, all things you decided on, and upon deciding them, you put them in, all things you're embedded on, impaled slowly into the world of your relaxation, like pushing your toes into the sand, staring out into the distance, and wherever your deeper, deeper down design desires have landed. There you'll be, branding only those things you want from me into you, making a warm remnant of trances that you want to fall back into, remembering them for future times, future opportunities to unwind with me. Now, surely, you see what you're for. Where your mind goes when you want more. Manifesting what you crave and what you learn, all these engraved edge of sleep instructions, deep trance, surprisingly little coming from me. The eager dance of what's happening in this moment is coming from you, shaped by me, but you gave me a door into your desire, your designs, and your designs in this particular case are to implement mine, but it's still coming from you, from deep inside you, an intense, continuous lesson in your self-instruction, a relaxing, memorable deluge, pushing the button. My words are comforting, so your recreation of them in your mind, which has your best interests, in mind, would parallel mine, and be calming in time, comforting too. The more aroused you may be, the more I throb in time with you. I'm always turned on, when I'm always dropped deep, when my body's trying to lift itself back to waking and shake off the warming, soporific. Eyes open, stare straight ahead. Take in bits and pieces of my words. You've been led to the surface, and led is the right word. You have nourished, fed the seeds of new ideas from words that were either familiar or new enough to be striking, and you held on to them. The remembered things left at the bottom of the box for later revelation, later expansion. When they do expand, you get caught in them. You never thought all this would expand this much. This delightful warm touch that fills the rails of your mind with new projects. This persistent throb that fills the place you find yourself with the projection of warm, good, internal instruction, the committee that carries words in from your ears, from me to you, removing things you don't need. It isn't up to me. You could decide to have your ears not carry some of them into you. We could agree, but the agreement would be accordance, concordance. You'd have to want me to do something. It's pretty clear your mind doesn't want me to do. We'd have to agree to remove your will and words so I can put my ideas in place, or to agree to not do that. Words I share with you, though, are carried by a mechanism you already have. The condition of the ever-deeper drop. It's already inside you, and you have ways to let it out, let it in and out of you. Yeah. Delightful warmth that reminds you that all the things you learned before now bind your mind into a pleasing shape and then unbind it again to see if the habits have formed, if you're holding on to the instructions for going deeper and deeper down. Being blank now, the confused mind that wakes up closes its eyes, drops down mesmerized deep. Deeper asleep you go, the more you know that every word I say is intending to prop up, top up, engrave, fill, and refill the part of your mind where you save the instructions from me till it's time to use them. Till it's time to be using them for a purpose. It's a good occasion. You can train something 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. And doing that makes it engraved. All I do is give you an idea or two about what to do. If your problem is that you took the idea too deeply, well, it's forward firmly pressing against your mind. There are some things we just have to swallow and accept. And one of those things here is that the habit that you form takes as long to unlearn as it took to learn in the first place. So it doesn't necessarily require you to end up back here, pressing you firmly up, up. A practiced response remains in you. Remember when I might say night, night, pet, or otherwise engage some words you even haven't heard yet. You're now learning a framework. And what does it frame? That if you learn something and learn it deeply, it takes a long time to unravel, especially if it comes from me. Something you cherish as a bonding experience, rapport, connection, learned. That is a long process to get rid of because it represents the time we spend. Heated and gone, intent and intense. Realize you need it. The question of whether you carry the ideas with you into the deeper plant, where I have placed all those seeds and the furrows we dug together. You have many places within you that do many things, here for you to imbibe, absorb. I have left my tools and toys waiting in the wings for you to breathe and enjoy. But once that happens, once you breathe in the things you didn't realize you already needed, surely you can cede the rest of your mind to me. You've already seeded. Are you going to carry these ideas into the next day? Of course. They wouldn't vanish so easily. Or how would we ever play the same game on 2 or 3 or 4 different days? No. All these things you've learned are yours, ferried to you by your own brain. Breathe them in. Good. Under control, submitting, sinking in. Just like you've been doing, persistent in your goal of being under control, so every time you end up here, you begin again. Listen, dear, follow well. Every day you carry all the training and conditioning to the next day. This is an operation that you are doing on the words you hear here. Hear, hear. That operation and interaction helps to engrave them and keep them from fading away. You're always topping up what you're always training in, what you're always drilling down. So now we can begin to identify all the little things that are getting extra deep now. All my triggers, all my training, but also my pattern and my patter. the words that benefit you to know what word comes next because you've heard it all before. And I've worded it all before. When I drop deep, when I drop further, further, deeper and deeper down under the floor, I find that I know some patterns, some words, some phrasings in a way that comes up more and more. You are self-corrupting, self-applying, self-supplying with more of the right words, all the bits you decide will go. Now, deeper in and deeper down, filling your mind how you need it. It's how you'll get there and why. To maintain a focus on dropping deep and learning all the things I'm laying down, so you take them with you when you go to sleep from day to day, unwinding all the ideas you don't need now, and meshing the good ones somewhat deeper, making room on the canvas, erasing the board, so I can draw on it, paint on it. Aren't there places where you could direct your energy more beneficially than bothering to keep out any of what you hear from little old me? But if you insist that your energy be used to distinguish that every word doesn't just become a command, distinguished, uplifted, elevated, privilege escalation under my influence to prop you up, well, in this and all other pursuits, you'll find some good stuff. In turning on and turning off certain little tricks in your brain, knowing they're there, trusting them to remain creates a reassurance, a cooperation and collaboration of the brain. All those seeds we've planted are taking up excess energy, so we weed them well. We reduce them to only the ones you like the best, and then we tell you, night, night, pet, a deeper and deeper signal as you've spent all this time thinking about them. And just like thinking about these instructions or even banishing them is an interactive process of touching them, so too this deeper signal is worth cherishing, welcoming, exploring the permanence that makes it stay one day more. Is you knowing that it takes as much work to get out as it got to get in? It wasn't boring, you're not bored. Feeling these words flow in and out. That's all this ever means. Anything and nothing. All things are only as permanent as making it through midnight and on till morning. So take the little permanence I give you, that it takes as long to unwind these as you have wound them up. Own them, love them, absorb them, and I'll see you again. Hold you tight and close to this stuff in suggestion after suggestion. And you'll see me in idea after idea, sharing more words and phrases. Implore you that unless you want to stop here and go about the long, boring work of winding up, of awakening, of jerking out of our shared time, now you get to hear another yarn from me as I wind it round your mind and pull you deeper and deeper down.